Well, girls usually feel scared and alone when faced with an unplanned pregnancy. Just to have someone to talk to would be the difference between choosing life for their baby or an abortion. Now, there is an online community of women who get what they are going through because they've lived through it. StandUpGirl.com is a pregnancy support network for those facing this circumstance. And joining me today to talk about this network and a great event coming up is the executive director of Stand Up Girl Foundation, Dawn Marie Perez. Thank you, Dawn Marie, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, first, let's talk about StandUpGirl.org. You know, the number of women who find resources there is incredible, and your reach is now worldwide. Kind of tell our listeners about how many women you are reaching every single month.
Well, Stand Up Girl, because we are online and we are a website, we're available to anyone who can get on the internet. And studies have shown that right now, 90% of people accessing the internet are doing it on a mobile device versus at a desktop computer. So what Stand Up Girl is doing is trying to make sure that we're available for any of those girls out there looking for help. And so we are working on the internet through our internet ads that we do through Google and through Bing. We do a lot of outreach on social media. And so girls have an opportunity when they go on their mobile device and they're looking for help to find us. And then we get them connected with a pregnancy center in their neighborhood where they can make a one-on-one personal connection with someone. And our goal is to save the life of that child and of the mother and get them on the track for a successful future.
You know, Dawn Marie, I think many of our listeners here in the area are familiar with the 40 Days for Life campaign. In fact, that's currently going on right now. And we talk occasionally about the different saves that they have encountered of women actually going to the clinics and then changing your mind. Do you have any idea of the number of women who are choosing life for their babies once they go to StandUpGirl.org?
You know, it's really hard for us to actually keep an exact track of that because we do not use cookies on our website. And cookies are basically the tracking tools that the internet uses to see how people come to you. So if a girl comes to us and looks for help, unless she comes back and tells us that she has saved their baby or they've got connected with a pregnancy center, we have a hard way of actually tracking that as a whole. We get the wonderful stories that come back from the girls and say, you know, last year I came and I talked to you on the website and I chose to keep my baby and here's a picture of my baby. We also work very closely with a service called Option Line, and Option Line is a 24-hour counseling center where you can call in or you can text in or you can send them an email. And we have a special phone number that when girls call that phone number, it goes to Option Line. Then Option Line actually tracks the number of girls that have come to them through us, and we do get information back on that. And so, for instance, in September and October of last year, we had in just September alone, 1,700 girls had texted in to the text counseling sessions and through the chat room with Option Line because they found those through Stand Up Girl. And so we know that 1,700 girls spoke to somebody one-on-one, and then Option Line then gets them connected with a center that's close to them. So it's hard for us to have like a real number. People ask me all the time, how many babies have been saved? And I said, you know, we can't give you a number that would be a true number. What we can tell you is that we know it through a study that was just done by George Fox University and the economics department. They took all the statistics from the 20 years that Stand Up Girl has been servicing and providing resources for women in crisis. And they took that number and how much we've spent, how many visits we've actually had. And they compared that to the drop in the abortion rates in the U.S. And they said with great certainty in the study that Stand Up Girl has had a positive effect on lowering the abortion rates in the United States because we did the study just in the United States. And they're saying that for every $20 that Stand Up Girl has invested in our marketing to reach out to girls, a life has been saved because of the drop in the abortion rates. So that's our way of saying, look, we're making a difference.
Oh, no doubt. Who in this listening community wouldn't say a simple $20 is worth the life? It is immeasurable. And to have that statistic, boy, that is incredible. And it is incredible to have Stand Up Girl really standing with these young girls in crisis pregnancies. You know, for those girls who are finding themselves in need and they are reaching out to Stand Up Girl and they're reaching out to the different resources to have that one-on-one connection with somebody to help them, what are their needs kind of immediately? And then how in the future are you able to connect them with people to help them, you know, kind of in the months following?
Well, you know, I think the immediate need for the girls is they're in a moment of crisis. You know, this isn't something that they planned. They're still in high school or they're in college and, you know, they're not in a stable family relationship. And so they're in a panic mode. Like, what do I do, right? How do I get through this? And so their first moment to us is, look, I'm panicked. I don't know what I'm going to do. My boyfriend said if I ever got pregnant, he's going to leave me. My parents told me if I ever got pregnant that they were going to kick me out. Now what do I do? And so that's the first, and that's the first thing that happens. The girls are like, I just don't know what to do. And so we try to work with them to say, okay, let's take a step back. This is not the end of your life. There's a way that we can work through this, and then let's start doing that together. And so one of the ways that we do that is to get them connected with a local life-affirming pregnancy center where they're connected with somebody face-to-face. They have a place that they can actually go and talk to someone. They can get a pregnancy test. They can talk to someone, just get counseling. They can have an ultrasound done. And it really puts them in basically a circle of support around them that's going to be able to help them as they are navigating, you know, through this hard time in their life. Mm. And so that's why the beauty of Stand Up Girl is they can come to us from anywhere, and then we can tap into our local resources in whatever state that these young women might be at and get them connected with somebody who can help them.
Dawn Marie, I've enjoyed our conversation so much, but I am coming up against my break and there's more I want to talk to you about. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour?
I'd love to.
I am continuing now my conversation with Dawn Marie Perez. Dawn Marie is the executive director of Stand Up Girl Foundation. She is joining me today because we are talking about a very special event coming up to support Stand Up Girl. Dawn Marie, thank you so much for staying with me this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Dawn Marie, recently on The Morning Blend, we had an opportunity to introduce everyone to Mark Schultz because he's going to be joining you for a very special event. Tell our listeners a little bit more about it.
Yes, so on April 29th at 7 o'clock, Mark is coming out and performing a benefit concert for Stand Up Girl at the Northwest Christian Church in Newburgh. It used to be called Newburgh Christian Church. And Mark has just been really a blessing to many people, not only through his music, but he has this initiative that he started last year where he wanted to raise $1 million for pregnancy resource centers because he was a young boy that was adopted, and then him and his wife have also adopted a child. And he knows how important that pregnancy center was to his mom so she would choose life, and he's alive because of that. And so he now is turning around and basically paying it forward and saying, look, I want to go out and help you raise the funds that you need so you can keep supporting these women in crisis. And he has so graciously said he'll come out here to Oregon, and we're excited. We have already people registered for the event, and it's going to be a wonderful evening. We also have a young couple out of Salem who they're married now, but when I first met Emmy, she wasn't married, and she wanted to write a song for Stand Up Girl and just really talk about how, you know, you can stand up and you can change the course of what you're on and stand up for that child. And so she wrote our song, Stand Up Girl, which you can find on the Stand Up Girl website. And Emmy and her husband, Jonathan, are also going to join us during the introduction evening before we come and sit down and as Mark's getting ready and share their song and a few other songs with us. So we're just really excited about the opportunity to bring like-minded people in Oregon together and to have people stand up and themselves and hopefully give to Stand Up Girl so we can continue to reach out to young women who are in crisis.
Dawn Marie, are there other ways that people can also help young women in need through Stand Up Girl?
Yes. I mean, there's many ways to help. And of course, financially is one of our things because we are internet-based. We have to put money into our advertising, and that's what brings girls to the website. Because if you go out on the internet right now and you search on abortion, you are going to get 100 million website hits that have something to do with abortion. And so we don't want those girls to find those websites. We want them to find Stand Up Girl so they could choose life. The other thing that people can do is we are involved in the Oregon Bottle Drop program. So if they contact us or they can come to our foundation website and they can order the blue bottle bags and they fill up their bottle bags and turn them in, they don't even have to count them. Oregon is getting all those funds back to us as a nonprofit. And last year, that brought in over $2,000 to Stand Up Girl. And so $2,000 goes a long way for us. If you consider that we can change a life with $20, $2,000 helps us make a big impact. And so things like that, because we understand that not everybody is in a position to financially give, right? So giving with something like this, return your bottles, or we have people who come in and like to give their time. They help us prepare our materials. Last year alone, we sent out over 70,000 Stand Up Girl cards around the world to organizations that are using them to help girls come to us to be able to read the stories and connect with somebody. And those things are all paid for from our donors. And so we have people come in and like to donate their time, and they sit and help us put all the packets together and prepare those things. And, you know, there's just so many ways that people can make a difference. And I was listening to a story yesterday about how it goes back to the story of the starfish, where the father is walking along and he's throwing the starfish back into the water. And the little boy says, "Why are you doing that?" And he says, "Well, I'm trying to save them." He says, "Well, you can't save them all. It really isn't making a difference." And the dad took the starfish and threw the one back in. And he says, "It made a difference to that one." Mm-hmm. And every little amount of time that someone comes to help invest in us, or a donation that they give, or coming to support us at an event like this, it makes a difference. And if even if it's just to one person, that's one person's life that's changed. And if I just think if we all just kind of went forward in our days and thought about how can we make a difference in just one person's life, what a different place our world would be if everybody had that as their goal each day. So our goal is we don't want to just make a difference for one. We want to make the difference for the 10,000 that come to visit us every day, or the 400,000 that come to the website every month. Let's make a difference for them, like we have for the 53 million that have come to the website and social media since we started 20 years ago.
It is sure to be a very special event coming up April 29th. You can be involved and see the wonderful concert with Mark Schultz. Dawn Marie, thank you so much for your time today. Remind our listeners where they can go to find tickets and also support the Stand Up Girl Foundation.
Yes, you can order tickets by going to standupgirlevents.com, or you also can go to our standupgirlfoundation.org website. Either one of those will get you to a place where you can order tickets. And we're also offering special packages if you'd like to get your Bible study group together or bring the youth group over and have 10 or more people. You can just call our office and we'd be happy to make a package deal for you for bringing a group of people to the event. And we're going to have the cafe open before we all sit down to listen to Mark. And then during the intermission, we will have complimentary refreshments during the intermission for everyone. And the church is just being so gracious to support us and allow us to use the venue. And we're just really excited about the group of people in our communities and the churches around the Portland metro area that are coming together for this night of worship and to hear Mark's story and to support Stand Up Girl and support these young women all across Oregon and our country and the world that are in need of help.
Thank you so much for your time. Again, I'm sure it's to be a wonderful event. Dawn Marie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Sabrina. It was great to talk to you again.
And again, that is Dawn Marie Perez. She is the executive director of Stand Up Girl Foundation. If you want to find out more about Stand Up Girl and also to find ways to get tickets to the Mark Schultz concert, I will be sure to add those links that Dawn Marie was talking about. You're going to find it on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.